One idea behind the CDC's HIV prevention strategy is to get more people tested and do it where they are. Places like the University Barbershop, which sits next to Morehouse College. Last summer, that meant $10 haircuts and a free HIV test. Terrence Barron manages the barbershop.
Well, we got involved with the project to help the community. This is a way to give back to the community.
The event caught the attention of Morehouse student Frederick Miller. Statistically speaking, the 26-year-old is at a higher risk for HIV.
A lot of times when you're a student, your mind, so many things, so many distractions, and you don't really think about this kind of stuff until, you know, it hits you for real.
The Fulton County Health Department sponsored the event, and this is exactly the type of prevention outreach the CDC grant is supposed to fund. The problem? Fulton County should be doing a lot more of this, at least according to the numbers. Documents obtained by WABE show the CDC awarded the county nearly $20 million. In the first 2 years of the HIV prevention grant, Fulton County spent about half. Last year, the department did a little better. But what it didn't spend, it had to give back. And that totals more than $8.7 million gone.
The fact that we have millions of dollars of funds to address this problem that have gone unspent is something that should be a concern for a lot of folks.
That's Jeff Graham, Executive Director of Georgia Equality. He's also a member of Fulton County's newly formed Task Force on HIV/AIDS, which has pressed the health department's director on the county's spending problem. That person is Dr. Patrice Harris.
Absolutely concerns me.
Dr. Harris says there are several reasons the money wasn't spent. It takes time to hire and train people. There's turnover. There's also federal and county bureaucracy. Plus, the CDC requires Fulton County to contract with various community nonprofits. Making sure they comply, that can also slow things down.
Well, it's certainly money that is not spent going to work towards HIV prevention, and we need every dollar we can get. I do want you to know, though, when you have to look at the money that's not spent, we get an opportunity to apply to CDC for having that money back. And they have allowed us to carry over some dollars. I don't have the figure.
But
right
it doesn't now. Begin to cover the loss. Dr. Harris says her department is committed to fixing the problem. She says she's certain the county will spend all of its money this year, barring what she calls unforeseen personnel problems. And according to Natalie Kramer, other health departments across the country also have struggled.
A redirect of funding, you know, is not flipping a light switch. It takes a significant amount of time.
Kramer is with the National Alliance of State and Territorial AIDS Directors. 1 year into the CDC grant, that organization found many health departments that got new money faced challenges.
Fulton County had sort of this brand new resource with new reporting requirements, brand new scopes of activities, and, you know, not the historical infrastructure for HIV prevention.
In other words, Fulton County's health department had to do something monumental it had never done before. So it makes sense there would be growing pains. But we're now years into the grant, and the county's health department continues to struggle, much like it was day one. It's still giving back millions of dollars to the CDC.
I just got wind of this a few days ago.
These problems are news to Fulton County Commission Chair John Eaves.
This is one area that we were not aware of in terms of the challenges, and it really is disappointing and to a certain degree inexcusable.
But unspent money is just one problem. Compliance documents obtained by WABE show the health department also failed to meet several key benchmarks. One example, it didn't link enough newly diagnosed HIV patients to medical care.
This information is coming to me almost in real time, but I'm going to direct the county manager very, very shortly to do an investigation to make sure that someone is held up accountable and that going forward that this type of thing never happened again.
Fulton County is about to enter the final year of the CDC grant. Soon, the health department will apply for the next round of HIV prevention money. The CDC did not make anyone available to comment for this story, so it's unclear what effect years of underspending and compliance problems might have on future funding. Jim Burris, WABE News.